Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, happy Party Friday, everyone. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden. Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Well, we were scheduled to have the Colorado Republican Party Vice Chair Hope Shuppelman on with us, but she had an emergency, had to cancel, so she'll be here on Wednesday. And also today, they're going to have Representative Scott Bottoms on. He's announced a run for governor, the Republican candidate for governor, first one out of the gate, plus all kinds of stuff going on at the state legislature. No shock to anybody, the Democrats are once again engaging in censorship there. It's like if you're a Republican, you're trying to say something.
They're just preventing disinformation.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. But wanted to talk about what we wanted to talk about,
which was
with Hope, which was the rhinos. Let me back up a second. Coming up, starting really next weekend, they have reorganizational meetings for counties. Okay. And then in March, essentially, we're going to elect new Republican Party chair, vice chair, and secretary. We all know the rhino establishment people are gearing up. Rita Horn right now so far is one of the candidates. Kevin McCarney is another one. And they want to do anything and everything they can to make sure that grassroots people don't get in, up to and including spreading misinformation. So Hope and the Republican Party put out a great, I thought, summary of some of the things basically that the Colorado Republican Party has done. And I'm like, well, I forgot about that. So I wanted to talk about it.
Well, the greatest thing they did is they survived. You have to understand that the Republican Party has been funded by Phil Anschutz and various other big donors, they're all which are moderate rhinos. And when once a grassroots person got elected, they all withdrew. And beyond that, Christy Burton Brown, the chair, saying she was leaving, I forget, $10,000 or something.
Oh, we have the facts here.
Okay, so, well, she didn't leave anything.
No.
She in fact, left it in debt. And so the fact that Dave Williams, by hook or by crook, has been able to raise all kinds of fees, and one's like making presidential
money, not fees.
Well, money, but the presidential candidates, like in most other states, had to pay a fee. We never did that before, and that supplied some really valuable money. And he did a lot of other things that got enough money to run the entire party, to in fact fund the opt-out lawsuit, and to have an election in which we gain seats. Pretty incredible.
It's kind of funny because the rhinos want to say, oh, well, he shouldn't get credit for that. And I'm like, well, who does then? If the grassroots arm of the Colorado Republican Party doesn't get credit for some of the good things that happened, who does? It was what?
Well, you have to understand, when Dick Wadhams and people lose, it's not their fault.
It's Trump's fault.
And when they do well, it's their credit and not the grassroots.
Right. So it's just like a coincidence. So here's some of the things. So going to what you said, when they first came in back in 2023, she points out that under KBB, basically Colorado Republicans lost registrations, a staggering loss of 170,000 voters. However, with Dave Williams and the America First agenda, they reduced that. Not only did they reverse this trend, but they also had a modest upturn. Party registrations, right? And so when the rhinos try to say, oh, we need to be moderate because we're losing
people.
We've
got to be a big tent, which I said before, that means the Democratic tent. We have to be inside the uniparty Democrat tent. That's what they mean by we've got to be a big tent.
Right, exactly. And so when they try to say that, oh, no, these grassroots policies are costing us voters, it's not. In fact, it's just the opposite. The registration has grown. When they came into office, as she says here, it was anything but smooth. But despite being assured that there was $100,000 in the bank, we discovered there were significant roadblocks. Number one, KBB and her people withheld the bank accounts, QuickBooks, passwords, etc., even the keys, right? For they couldn't even get into the office, right? There was no smooth transition. By May, they had determined, thanks to Anna Ferguson and the treasurer, Tom Bjorkman, that only $8,700 remained in the non-allocated account. And remember, Christy Burton Brown,
And
and people,
along with bills such as they hadn't paid rent for a while and other things.
They gave themselves,
Yeah, and bonuses.
they gave themselves
And the lawyers,
$45,000 in
Brownstein
bonuses.
bonuses.
Exactly, exactly. So under Dave Williams, though, like you said, they were able to reverse that, and they basically had a total amount donated, $2.4 million, okay? Some of the legal victories, I think. One of the biggest ones, remember, when the RINOs wanted to kick Trump off the ballot in Colorado, right?
Right? Yes,
and
yes.
Dave Williams, and the Trump administration was kind of figuring out how we want to deal with this. And Dave just jumped, Dave and the grassroots leadership with Hope and Anna jumped right into the fray and filed the lawsuit.
Got one of the great lawyers, Jay Sekulow, to
right.
represent the party pro bono, which is just a great move.
Right, exactly. And they essentially kept Trump on the ballot, right?
Not essentially, they did. I mean, they won.
Well, yeah.
Eventually would win in the Supreme Court.
Right. And then at the time, too, remember, people criticized Dave for endorsing Trump. And of course, then everyone dropped out. And so we were one of the first states to endorse Trump. And again, you have the RINOs. It's like, remember, these are people who wanted Nikki Haley in. Remember yes. that? They did not want Donald Trump. So back then, the reason that they were upset with Dave endorsing and the Colorado Republican Party endorsing Trump is they didn't like Trump,
right?
Right? They and look how wrong they were. Could they be more wrong?
No.
It's kind of like everyone else dropped out. Look what Trump has done just this week. So just keep that in mind, that if the establishment RINO Colorado Republicans had their way, okay, Nikki Haley would be president.
No, she wouldn't be president. She would have been the Republican nominee.
The nominee,
and
she would
gone
have
down,
lost.
Lost.
Good point.
And so Joe Biden or
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
So
would
just
be president.
Think about that. If they had their way, we would have lost, and all of these great things that have been happening. And so now you hear them like, yay, this is great, this is great. Don't ever forget that they tried to prevent Trump from being on the ballot, and they tried to prevent Dave from endorsing Trump. They did not want Trump to be president.
They are all part and parcel of Dick Wadhams. At least Dick Wadhams said he hated Trump.
Right, right.
Give him credit for that. But all these weasels, Daniel Bellefontaine here in Adams County,
right.
And all across the, you know, they're all lying to you. I mean, they're just lying.
Right, exactly. One of the other things they did is they have continued the lawsuit to make as you say, liberate the Colorado Republican primaries.
So it's the Republicans and not Democrats and independents, but as a Republican primary, as it really needs to be, if you're going to get candidates, they're going to attract anybody, and rather than just mini-me's parroting whatever agenda the Democrats have.
Right. And then one of the other things they did, and this is real recently, they uncovered the corruption and the leaked passwords that the corrupt
yes.
Democrat Secretary yes. of State Jenna Griswold was trying to cover up. Remember?
Right.
And that was the Republican Party that did that, not Kyle Clark, not Jenna Griswold.
Right.
In fact, Jenna Griswold, the Republican Party, then revealed the audio tapes of Jenna Griswold and her staff trying to keep it secret, right? Trying to say, oh, this is going to look bad. And they're continuing that today. Scott Bottoms will tell us a little bit about that. Jenna Griswold was at the state legislature testifying yesterday. And while she got to call everyone election deniers, blah, 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 the Republicans weren't able to ask her questions about that, right? We're now able to ask, how did this happen? Well, she investigated herself. Remember, we talked about that. And you'll be glad to hear that Jenna Griswold's investigation of herself determined that she is wonderful and did nothing wrong. And
along with the DA, Beth McCann, leaving DA
right.
in Denver, saying, yeah, it's great stuff.
That's right. In the meantime, though, Colorado, with the thing, they flipped three Colorado State House seats. They shattered the super minority in the State House. They won a total of five seats there. They won the 8th Congressional District, both in the Congress and the Board of Education. They turned a handful of counties shifting red. So, and now there are some who will say, well, Dave shouldn't get credit for that because they didn't endorse these people. They didn't. What I am saying, too, is it's not just Dave, right? It is all of us. It's us who did this, right? It's the grassroots arm of the Colorado Republican Party. Because keep in mind, it's like Trump. They don't just want to get rid of Dave and Hope and Anna. They want to get rid of us too. And they do that by spreading misinformation, otherwise known as lies, about, oh, how awful the grassroots arm has been. And in fact, the opposite is true. We gained registration, we gained voters, we gained votes, we gained seats, we gained everything. And it was all
or the percentage in which the Democratic candidate for president won by three
Right,
percentage.
exactly. And so, and so that's just, that was just in 2 years, right? And that was in two
Yeah, it
years
seems like
where.
it's been like, in my own mind, it seems like it's been 4 years, but it hasn't been. It's
No, and
been
that's,
less than four, two
that's, don't
years.
even forget the fact that again, the Rhino establishment arm of the party tried to overthrow them,
Well,
right?
talk about money. They also had to raise enough money to fight off, beat off, and win in court when they all claimed that they were the party.
Right.
And they got traitors, Todd Watkins and others, and they lost badly in court.
And they want to lecture us about unifying and unity, that we're divisive. It's like, we're not the divisive ones. You guys are the rhinos. The establishment people are the divisive ones. Imagine what we could do if the rhinos and the establishment knocked it off and decided to work
No,
together.
it'd be a lot better if the
Well, if
Rhinos
they just
just
left.
became Democrats.
Right.
Honestly, you'd do better if they became Democrats.
Yeah, so I think as we head in, so we just, I mean, and Hope will be here more to talk about it because, you know what, I want to address something else too, because we hear again, Adams County's Daniel Bellefontaine is like, they didn't give any hope to the candidates. And I'll ask you to explain this. It is not the Colorado Republican Party or, frankly, the Colorado Democrat Party's job to fund candidates.
They
Candidates
can't,
fund,
because what the
explain
Democrats
it.
did is they passed a campaign finance law which says only limited amounts to be given to the party. Ergo, the party has no real money other than its operating costs, other than small token ones they can give to various parties. They try to help them, and boy, Hope and Annan did an enormous job trying to help candidates and set up websites for them and everything else, but.
And held training some things. Yeah, so explain that more because somehow, I mean, I've heard candidates say, well, I thought the Republican Party didn't give me any money. So stop and think about this a second. Number one, how many candidates are there statewide? You've got state, locals, I mean, all kinds of them, right? The RNC doesn't give every candidate money, right?
Oh,
In
but it
the
does.
and so but the way the problem is, the Republican Party is limited by the campaign finance law over how much it can give anyway. I mean, it's
Well,
in.
not how much they can give, so much how much they get, which limits what they can give. And so it's they've made it so the parties would be weak, because the Democrats have tons of other resources, from
Yeah.
the teachers'
The
unions to
NGOs and all of
the
that. Right.
NGOs, the LGBTQSCCI organizations, and all the outside groups outside of Colorado who pour in money into
Yeah,
Colorado.
so the Democrats don't really care about the party. They're the Democrat Party
Well,
apparatus. It's kind of.
if you go to Blueprint Colorado, they said, look, you can't work through the party. We got to work outside of the party because the party is too fractured and limited resources. So they just raised among the four, multimillionaires, tons of money for their candidates.
Right. And they neglect to mention Christy Byrne Brown didn't give him any money either for the same reasons. Neither did Jeff Hayes before her. Neither
Well,
did.
they can't.
Because
I
they don't
think.
exactly. It's not like Christy Burton Brown was like writing checks out and mailing. So they try to say that when they say, well, they didn't help the candidates, that's just not true. Hope held, because I get all the emails, all kinds of seminars and Zoom meetings and things like that. Like you said, here's how you set up your website. Here's what you have to do. And they did as much, I think more than I've seen any. I mean, we had, remember, a couple of chairs ago, it's like no one even answered the phones,
Right,
right?
right, right.
So again, that's not true. And the reason they want to do that, and keep this in mind, is they want to undermine Donald Trump, some of them, right? That the America, we wrote, we talked about this, Congressman Jeff Hurd in CD3, right out of the gate. What does he do? He's one of a handful. Mitch McConnell was another one, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, who criticized Trump
The pardons.
over the pardons,
Should have
over the
let him out
January
of
6th.
jail.
Right. He said he's deeply disappointed. And then he repeated the Democrat lies. Why would he do that, right? Well, he did that because Americans for Prosperity bought his seat, and now for him, and now he has to pay him back. And Americans for Prosperity, clearly the truce is over between them and Trump. And Americans
Right.
for Pro I mean, Trump said he won't hire anyone.
I think we used Trump's phrase. It's for no prosperity.
Yeah, Americans for no prosperity. But again, this is the establishment wing, right, of the Colorado Republican Party. They will say they're Trump. They will say they're America first, but then they turn around and they want to have open primaries. They want to get rid of the caucus system and the assembly system. And they don't
And
care.
here's another one, and I think we ought to add to Hope's list, is the defeat of the initiative to get rid of primaries.
Right.
That was huge.
Kent
That,
Thierry's ranked choice voting
yeah,
and took
ranked
up
choice vote.
primaries.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to. That failed. It's not Dave's credit. You go, well, okay. Yeah, I mean, when you guys do everything, you lose. When we did it, it's not our credit. I mean, it's so
It
typical.
is. And again, substitute every time they say that, every time they say Dave, substitute grassroots arm, because that's real.
Yes.
They don't want to just get rid of Dave. It's not like if Dave goes away, they'll be like, okay, well, that's just elect Hope and Anna and you grassroots keep going strong because you're doing so well. They're not going to say that. They're trying to replace it with the rhino. So, and when Johnny Johnson, he says, I know the local GOP helped him and other candidates. Exactly. To the extent that they could. The old GOP never helped out so far. So I, for one, will be voting for Dave and Hope. Exactly. And I'm
Good.
glad. Yeah, exactly. So that's on that. We'll have Hope in on Wednesday and she can talk a lot more about it. But meantime, the fun does not end. This is your favorite. I saw today that the Department of Education terminated the DEI Council. Okay. They canceled $2.6 million in DEI training contracts, and they placed all of the DEI staff on layoffs.
Or at least change their titles.
Yeah, or
Which is what the
secretly.
ATF did. Oh, she was a CCA diversity chief. Oh, now she's a expand the party chief. And so, and hopefully Trump is going to go, hunting him down like he did the FBI, who
Right.
had gotten some word of that and changed their DEI department at the end of December. Of course, they didn't really, but it purported to be.
The other thing Trump did today that was just amazing is he and Melania went to North Carolina, where Hurricane Helene had devastated people. And this is where Biden's FEMA was telling the FEMA workers to ignore the houses that had Trump signs on them,
Right.
right? I mean, we know that's a fact. So they went there. And what Trump did, he's brilliant at this. Rather than him standing there and giving a long speech, there were all these people there, and he invited them up to come up and tell their stories,
Right.
which were compelling. And then when one guy started talking about the fact that his insurance company wasn't happening, Trump said, well, what's the insurance company's name? And he said, whatever it was, right?
Right.
And Trump said, anyone else having trouble? And so we told them, let's say all the names of all the insurance companies
Let's stiffen them.
that are stiffing them. Then Josh Hawley sent a letter to all of them. This happened fast, sent a letter to all of them demanding that they come to Washington, D.C. under subpoena and testify under oath
Yeah.
about why, how many claims did they deny and why?
And then they ought to get the Justice Department under Pam Bondi, if she gets confirmed, to look into whether they engage in consumer fraud by saying you had insurance, but when
Right.
you actually came to it, they wouldn't give it to you.
Right. I mean,
And so, put a couple of those insurance CEOs in those wonderful DC prisons. And by the way, the head of the DC prisons just
resign.
resigned.
So that was great. And now he's going to California. And he's saying, hey, look, we'll help. I mean, he's using the power of the purse, right? He's like, you want some federal aid, California? Okay. Well, let's change your voter ID laws, huh? How about have some voter ID? And also, all of the water that you didn't have in the reservoir, so there was no water in the fire hydrants. How about that's release the water so we can stop worrying about the smell, right?
Yeah, and that really hurt the farm business, San Joaquin Valley, but indirectly it affected Los Angeles County. And it's, it has been flooding the zone. It has absolutely been flooded. He's got them with so many different ones, they just don't
The
know
media
where
can't do
they're.
it. And here, and normally I don't really like to talk about the way people look, but I do have to say this. Melania, she went with Trump. He commented she wanted to go with him on these things. She looked great. She looked great in the inauguration. She's looked great at the balls, and she looks great with Trump, dressed appropriately, not in some kind of wacky outfit. Now, do you think that Anna Wintour with the Vogue is going to put her on the cover? No, but she doesn't need to, right? Melania is just like, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna be all over. Hunter's 18; he's in college now, so I'm going to be doing my thing. From Jacob, did
That's
Hunter?
barren.
Or Barron. You're right, the wrong one. Did
Don't
Hunter,
want to confuse those.
no, not at all. Did Hunter Biden insure his burned paintings? I think he did. Well, you know he's going to file a claim whether he did or didn't, right? I mean, how hard is that? Oh, and then this is fun to talk about too, Jacob. Fauci actually lost his security detail. Yes, and we have a soundbite about that too. Thomas, we're going to go out of order a little bit, but yeah, this is Trump talking about that.
This is so good.
If you could please play the Fauci security sound.
You know, you work for government. We took some off other people too. But you can't have a security detail for the rest of your life because you work for government. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Would you be partially responsible if something were to happen to, say, Dr. Fauci
no.
or John Bolton?
No. You know, they all made a lot of money. They can hire their own security, too. All the people you're talking about, they can go out. I can give them some good numbers of very good security people. They can hire their own security. They all made a lot of money. Fauci made a lot of money. They all did. So if they, you know, felt that strongly, I think that certainly I would not take responsibility.
You know, this from the guy who was shot, by the way,
yeah,
because
saying,
of the security.
You know how scale. Worthless the security is? I mean, you know, they just put people up in the line of sight 120 yards away, and you're in a peanut gallery.
Right. And did Biden take responsibility for that? No. So that's just ridiculous. You know what else is funny? So Trump was answering questions there. He was answering questions in North Carolina. He's going to answer questions in California. For two nights in a row now, Lawrence O'Donnell, because Chuck forces us to watch that. I go downstairs and watch cheap, trashy alien movies. But for two nights in a row, Lawrence O'Donnell has made a big deal about the fact that Trump has not held has not held a press briefing. It's like, it's like, what? It's like, and he makes a big, he goes, Joe Biden held one every day. That's because Joe Biden didn't do anything. And Karine Jean-Pierre had to get up there and explain stuff. Here, Trump is talking to reporters. He's answering any question, every question. And Lawrence O'Donnell is trying to make a big deal out of the fact that the press secretary is not, you know, is not holding daily press briefings. In part, that's because she's with him out in North Carolina and in California. Right. She's out on the street. She's working. She's not just hanging around. So
she's a working girl.
You do see kind of all these sad looking, pathetic looking reporters who are used to not having to work hard, just kind of showing up for the press
shuffling
briefing.
Shuffling into the press briefing.
Yeah. And otherwise going out for lattes and stuff, like our wine, who knows? Lattes and stuff. Now they actually have to put on their shoes and their coats and go out. No, no. I mean, they just have some kind of freelance correspondent covering that, right? Well, they just kind of sit there and say nothing to file. So maybe they'll get fired too. What did CNN laid off 200 people? NBC is laying off a bunch of people. Yeah. So
eventually they run out of people to run out.
Right. Another thing that was going on today, it looks like Hegseth's confirmation hearing is going to be held tonight.
Either that or tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning. Okay.
Well, either one. They're not sure. And that'll be huge.
Right.
I mean, if he can get in, then, you know, we just got to get Kash Patel in. And
right. Yeah, John Ratcliffe. From Johnny, the Democrats weren't crying when they took it away from RFK Jr. No. Hey, and speaking of that, so Trump announced.
They didn't take it away. They wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, they wouldn't give it to him in the first place.
You became
yeah.
a candidate, and then no, we're not going to do it for you.
What
background would that be? Oh, your dad was killed?
And your uncle?
Van. Oh, your yeah. uncle was killed. Oh, well, that's
well, and interestingly, too, so Trump has announced that they're going to release the JFK files, right? And the Martin Luther King files. Now, granted, you know it's not going to be just that easy, right? They said 15 days to come up with stuff. I'm sure that all the deep state people are going to be roaming around, like burning them or trying to find any excuse to delay this, right?
But oops, I think it's we misplaced be hard. It all.
Yeah, I don't. Trump isn't going to buy any of that this time. But what I find interesting.
Well, last time Pompeo got in and he said on behalf of the State Department, which he was heading up then, and the FBI, no, please, Mr. President, that would be awful. Which gives me some encouragement that maybe something interesting
right.
in there.
Why would they? That's exactly right. Why would they not want to release it? I mean, who cares, right?
Right.
Why are you fighting so hard to not release it? What I find interesting, though, is RFK Jr. is like, yay, thank you, Mr. President.
Right.
And meanwhile, who was it? The other Kennedy, the Democrat Kennedy, is like saying that this is awful. He's a Donald Trump.
He's not a Kennedy. He's a Schlossenberg.
Right. Okay. A grandson. And he's saying... he's saying, oh, Trump is punching at a man who can't punch back. It's like, what?
What?
It's like, why would you, if you were a Kennedy, not, I mean, clearly the family doesn't know everything because otherwise RFK Jr. They wouldn't be pushing for it, right?
Tell them.
Right, exactly. And so you're the grandson. Think of this. You are so concerned about hurting Trump and your Democrat principles that you don't even want to know the truth about the assassination.
That's yesterday. You know.
And you have to insult Trump. And same thing. You're so Trump derangement syndrome that you have to insult Trump. And it's a lame excuse. It's like you can't punch back. It's like, I'm pretty sure JFK would want this released. I mean, he was assassinated.
Yeah, he'd probably like to know who killed him.
Yeah. He probably does, but he's like,
he probably doesn't.
He's in heaven, so he knows everything.
I know, but no, they don't. They don't
oh, the CIA, God knows. Yeah.
They control that too, in case you didn't know. They weaseled their way into heaven.
That's right. From Jacob, bet Fetterman will vote for Hegseth. Yeah, maybe. You know, there was some talk about Fetterman becoming a Republican. He said, no, I'm not going to become a Republican. Right. He said, I wouldn't be a very good Republican. But he does seem to be kind of common sense, which is why. You know, maybe he just pretended he had brain injury or something like that.
I remember some of those interviews. He was a total mess.
So whatever he's doing is working.
Whoever his doctor is doing a good job.
And you guys, you can weigh in on this too. What is your, this is from Jacob. Richard Nixon called Pat Moynihan in early April and said, I know why Kennedy was killed. The next thing you know, there's a Watergate break-in. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that, right? We've talked with... John Connolly, the guy who wrote the book about it. But what is, Chuck, your favorite thing that Trump has done so far?
He revoked the 1965 executive order establishing mandatory anti-affirmative action, in which any company that had over that did business with the federal government. And had over 50 employees, had to come up with an affirmative action plan to increase participation by minority groups. A whole industry, massive industry, has built up around that. Our friend Ben Nichols, he worked for a firm. That's all they did. They just came up with affirmative action plans and to get. You know,
like the DEI, a whole cottage industry.
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge. I mean, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions is spent. And then they audit, you know, the EEOC comes in and they audit if you haven't. And of course, what it was supposed to say is, well, you can't say you're going to hire more blacks. You can't say that because then that's a violation of the statute. You have to say you'll increase the number of people you look at, but you better hire a lot of them. nobody's under the illusion, I looked everywhere and I couldn't find anything.
You have to file a discrimination complaint against you, right?
Yeah, with the EEOC. So it's a Labor Department one, and they're terrified of being audited. They usually have one or more people who are in charge of that, and now it got expanded to DEI, so that person got four or five more people. And the amount of a productivity they'll produce because companies kind of went, okay, so-and-so fits the minority probably.
So they can set the office over here.
No good, yeah, go over here. And
so Trump got rid of that?
You evoked that. I mean, nobody thought of that. Nobody thought he was going to do that. That was considered a holy cow that couldn't be touched, could not be touched. And so this whole industry, which was morphing into the DEI one, is gone. And so, I mean, companies are going, huh?
Right, exactly.
We can hire Asians? We're allowed to hire Asians, really?
Yeah, and from Johnny, how did this not looking at the contents, or not looking at the color of the skin, but the contents of one's character go out the door? Exactly.
You know,
Real quick, and Thomas is, Scott Bottoms, I see you joined the waiting, you're in the Zoom room. Are you here, Representative Bottoms? Yay,
there he is.
Hey, thank you. Happy Party Friday. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been partying down at the Capitol, having a good time?
Yeah, it has been crazy.
We'll get into all of that. And we have a soundbite, too, that was on Twitter with you. But I wanted let me get to the key reason we wanted to have you on, because you were the first brave soul out of the gate to announce your candidacy for the Republican nomination for governor. So tell us what you thought. This is so fun here at the legislature. I think I'm on a
kit and caboodle.
Tell us about that and particularly, too, where people can go to help and how can they find out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I did announce this last Sunday. I announced to my church, they're my church family, and I wanted them to hear it from me first. And so we've been looking toward this for quite a while, talking for months about this, and have been building a team, and finally got to the point where I said, okay, I'm going to do this. It was a lot of prayer. This is just, it's craziness for me. I know statistically I don't have much chance. I understand all that. But I also know that our country is in a different place right now. we are changing. I believe that this is, I believe that we are truly at the third major place in our country's existence, the beginning with the revolution, then the Civil War, and I believe we are at that third place now, and that our country has got to wake up and do some changing. And so, yeah, I want to be a part of that. I believe that the average person in Colorado does not believe in the things that this ultra leftist Marxist Democrat group believe, including many Democrats, many Democrats. They just don't believe this stuff, and they don't want to be the party that the Democrats have become. And so, yeah, I jumped in. I'm working on getting very excited about this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I had a grand uncle who ran for the Democratic nominee for governor of Pennsylvania back when Pennsylvania was a Republican state. And in fact, he still has a record of losing by more than any other major party candidate in the history of Pennsylvania. So once I asked him, why would you keep on running? And he said, I'm just not mentally ill, mentally sound. Yeah. So you may want to seek some psychiatric help on the way.
Yeah, this is it, this truly is not, this doesn't make sense in kind of a natural sense.
No.
But I believe that this, for me, this is supernatural, and I also believe that if guys like me don't stand up, and I'm talking very conservative, very
Yeah,
Christian
well, you're
conservative.
grassroots as they get.
Yeah, if guys like me don't stand up, I just don't think our country has much hope. We have the opportunity right now with everything that Trump is doing and every way that our country, even California, swung a little more red. So the people of the country are ready, and so I'm gonna be part of this.
Well, one other thing too, I was having lunch with some people the other day and said, and I kind of believe this, it's like, maybe in a way it was a blessing in disguise that Joe Biden became president. So people saw how awful things get under the Democrats. And I think you gotta believe that Colorado and Denver in particular, there's comes a point when Coloradans just say, we, like you said, we can't take this anymore. We can't take the homelessness. We can't take the crime. What did they had? A propane tank right where I used to work, a Wendy's at Sixth and Spear, a propane tank in a car blew up. Now, no one, none of the media says, why was there a propane tank in a car? It's like, well, because somebody's living in the car, right? And it blows up. It's just a miracle that no one was hurt. Then, very, a couple hours later, a fire was set in the basement of the old Channel 7 building by homeless people. If that had burned down, can you imagine what that would do? I mean,
That'd be a plus.
people, well, no, but I mean, to the neighborhood, I mean, the fires, people are getting sick of it. I mean, you go to the grocery store, and really, people, first, if you can find eggs, they're $7. The bag fee, Chuck came out of the grocery store. Chuck goes to the grocery store like once a year, and he comes
Every
out.
decade, every
He's
decade.
got like all this stuff, and he's like, what's this stupid bag thing? I ordered Uber Eats pizza for our son. It was like $1 million. And I'm looking at the receipt. It's like fee, 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 And so I think you might be onto something. I think that under the Democrats, things are getting so bad in Colorado and Denver that I hope that they're willing for, to make a change.
So being at the Capitol, every now and then I'll look to get out of the building and go for lunch, and I like to walk. And so the last couple of years, I tried two or three times, maybe a little bit more than that, and I'd get out and walk down 16th Street Mall. I used to take my kids to 16th Street Mall. They loved it. My kids are all grown now, that's not the same place it used to be.
No, you're right.
No.
You're right.
I just went and saw Douglas Murray down there the other day, it's not the same place. I mean, this is three or four blocks from the Capitol, and it's drugs everywhere. It's homeless people everywhere. There are people just literally in a delirious stupor walking up and down the road today on the way to the Capitol. There's this guy that just the traffic's all going, and he just starts walking across the road, and he is so out of it. And the Democrat solution last year and the year before was to set up a shooting gallery. That's what we call it, where you can go in and take all these illegal drugs, and when you die, they revive you. That is literally what it was.
That's a
And
plan. Yeah.
I mentioned I said to the whole chamber, when do we actually care enough about the individual, not to just revive them, But to get them help, to actually get them real help, not state-sponsored help. State-sponsored help's a joke. I'm talking rehabilitative help with groups that have been proven over the years to have high success rates. We don't
Right.
want to do that. We don't want people off drugs. That doesn't help our social-driven economy. We want
Right.
people on drugs. We want people homeless. We want all this. Attorney General's been pushing this illegal immigration thing, and he's defending it, and the governor's been defending it. Governor act like Venezuela wasn't really
It
an
was a
issue
figment of your
whatsoever.
imagination, the
Yeah,
trying
you
to.
made it all up. You made up.
Right.
Maybe there are hundreds of people with videos, but you made it all up.
Right. Well,
Well,
let
it was
me.
a, you know, I wrote an article for a newspaper on the harm reduction program. And the harm reduction program has three elements. First, you get everybody free needles and syringes. Then you turn those sites into safe shooting sites where you can go and then you don't have to worry about being arrested or anything else. And the third part, which is the key part, the state provides you all the heroin meth you need. So it's called, the quality drug program.
Yeah, because you want on bad heroin.
Yeah, you wouldn't want on bad heroin. And what it is harm reduction, and they consider themselves advocates for the intravenous drug user. So if you're an intravenous drug user, what would you like? Well, I would like free syringes, a place I could shoot up, and all the drugs you'll give me. And they go, okay, well,
That seems good. Yeah, what could go wrong
the
with that?
legislature will eventually give that to you.
Right.
And they did it up in Vancouver under Justin Trudeau. And of course, it's been a death trap. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds have died. But they don't care. It just keep on keeping with
We've
the
even
theory.
seen a few places in the United States where it's been tried. And so we took all these case studies to the legislature and said, guys, you're killing people. You're destroying their lives. And not just you're killing them, but you're destroying their family lives and everything else. All of the family that is around all of these, just they're hooked for life. And the Democrats, that's the way they look at it. Okay, let them be hooked for life.
No, that's exactly. No, it is. You're not to make them feel bad.
No.
The key is you're prohibited under, penalties of law from telling them they ought to go get straightened up.
Yeah,
You can't
strangling
tell them because it makes them feel guilty,
them.
and feels bad. And that's literally the program. I mean, it's just amazing that's a program. That's how far degenerated we've become.
Yeah, and I want to play a soundbite from I think if Free State Colorado, they're doing a great job, by the way. I'm not sure who all, I think Ash is involved in that. But anyway, so the Democrats launching the legislative session, they control it. Unity, 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 speak, no division, no division. And apparently they've just a few days into the session, they're not letting Republicans like you talk. I want to play a soundbite when that you talked about trying to talk. Jenna Griswold was at the Capitol yesterday, and trying to explain her leaked password thing. So if we could please, Thomas, play the Scott Bottoms soundbite. This is what you had to say.
Representative Scott Bottoms, what happened today in the Joint Senate Committee?
Well, we started seeing from the very beginning that Secretary of State Griswold was very defensive, back on her heels. She was very attacking. She attacked Stephanie Luck, Representative Luck, very viciously. She dismissed both senators, Senator Pelton and Senator Pelton, dismissed their remarks offhandedly like they were nothing. They were conspiracies. She also attacked Representative DeGraff pretty strongly. And then we start, and none of that was shut down. The chair let all that go. We also saw where Representative Mabry went after the Republicans and attacked us very strongly. That was not stopped. When I started asking questions, I was interrupted twice because my statements went against the narrative, went against the Democrats, went against the status quo. And how dare you say something about the revered Secretary of State Griswold? She needs to be in jail. And when we address this stuff, she pushes back and the Dems surround her, protect her, and attack the people that are actually trying to speak truth. It's horribly disgusting. And it was very disappointing and disgusting of the chair to treat us all like this and allow us to be treated like this. Appreciate you, sir.
So obviously this is how it ended last year, right? And it's the same thing again.
Yeah, it's the same thing again that the Democrats have already made it very public. This isn't me, giving deep insider information. They've made it very public that they are very angry about the Trump election. They're very angry about us gaining 3 seats. They're very angry about truth actually coming to the surface. They're angry about the pushback on DEI. Corporations all across the United States are saying we're done with this. This is
Yes.
we're through. They're gonna double down. They made that very clear. They've already started that. Today they had a big celebration for the Roe versus Wade, I guess, anniversary of that, and that they're gonna make sure that all women everywhere can murder their babies. And it's just bizarre how they're just doubling down. And one of the biggest that they're gonna come after is they're gonna continue pushing against parents' rights and for child grooming. They hate it when we use the term grooming. They usually gavel us down and say that's a no-no word. Silly things like the First Amendment do not matter when Speaker McCluskey is holding the gavel. She has promised she's going to do way better this year, so we'll see.
But she's not starting off good. Well, what are some of the things? I mean, I know you guys have filed, and thank you, and maybe go through. I know they don't have much chance, but from what I understand, you want to get rid of this stupid egg thing, bag fees. What are some of the other things you guys? I mean, was somebody had something out? The hundreds of dollars in fees, which are really hidden taxes, we're paying thanks to all of these Democrat ideas.
Yeah, I think it's I think Representative Gonzalez, Ryan Gonzalez, is running a bill on the eggs. This is one where my wife came home from shopping the other day and just angry and tore into me. You're a representative. Why am I paying this much for?
Yeah.
Why is this happening? And I told her I'm a representative in an extreme minority. That's why. And so now we're coming after some of this stuff. This stuff is crazy. This whole DEI, this whole environmental religious push, it's over the top. It is so over the top, and it's destroying the economy of Colorado. It's destroying businesses. Businesses can't stay open under the pressures that Governor Polis and the Democrat legislature has pushed down. And homeowners can't rent out their home and move into another one. That's a way that people retire. You leave your home for 25 years, you sell, you start renting that out, and you move into another one. We can't do that. All this stuff has been shut down. Their laws are coming after the citizens. The governor in the state of state said, he said this last year, and he said it again, we don't need property ownership. That's directly from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. When did Colorado stop being an independent Midwestern state that we're going to be our own people? Now we're taking orders from the World Economic Forum via Governor Polis. Don't own your own property. Don't own your own car. If you do, it needs to be an electric car, and you have to live by a bus station or a train station and all this crazy stuff. When did Colorado start just embracing all of this stuff? I have a lot of conversations with Democrats that are saying, in fact, I had Democrats come to me to try to help them get rid of two of the previous representatives that were the most vitriolic and Marxist. And both of them lost the primary, and there's different Democrats in those seats. But the Democrats are tired. They're tired of being labeled as the party of grooming, mutilating their children. No parental consent for transition hormonal therapy, it's surgeries or abortion at 12 years old. The Democrats are tired of this stuff. They're tired of the illegal immigrant crime. They're tired of it. And so that's part of the reason I'm also running as governor is I believe the Democrats are waiting for a voice like me to say enough's enough. You can't make me use somebody's pronouns. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Well, and Phil Weiser right now is the only, I think Jenna Griswold, the leaked password scandal probably tanked her potential.
Nothing tanks Democrats.
Nothing tanks Jenna Griswold. Phil Weiser right now is the only one. I mean, and he's like, he's suing Trump over, the immigration thing, over the birthright citizenship, over all of this. So I think, he's, how do I say it? The Democrat who's running right now is I guess he can't read polls or something like that, right? All of these things that the American people, Trump is what, a 52% highest ever, right? And the Democrats, like you say, are doubling down on fighting him. They clearly are not listening to what people want. So I think, Scott, you could be maybe, somebody save Donald Trump. God save Donald Trump. Maybe it is,
Well,
maybe it
let's
is
talk
time.
about practical politics. I invented mail ballot voting,
Harvesting.
harvesting and voting in Colorado in 2002, just after the Secretary of State, this is for a municipal election, Secretary of State, who's a Republican, got away by just simply putting out a regulation from requiring that you have cause for absentee voting. If you didn't want to absentee vote, if you wanted absentee vote, you didn't have to have any reason. And so I figured out, great, we'll just, in that case, you just go out, people, they submit a request for an absentee ballot, and then they're sent one, and we go pick them up. And we became unbeatable.
In
Because
Glendale.
in Glendale, we became unbeatable. I mean, unbeatable. And I've been trying to tell Republicans for 20 odd years that if they in fact do mail ballot
Harvesting.
harvesting, you're gonna lose. You cannot beat. If you don't do it, you can't beat them, because it's the only thing that allows you to know who hasn't voted, and therefore you can
Oh,
go
early
out,
voting you're talking about. Yeah.
or early voting. But it allows you to know who you have to go after, how you to go after low propensity voters. And Adams County, quite frankly, because we're part of CD8, that was done
Yeah.
by the Americans for No Prosperity, and supplying the money.
Right.
And it was incredibly effective, and allowed a rhino, but and Gabe Evans to win. And it almost allowed, and I forget which Senate district it was, we almost took a Senate seat from the Democrats, just because we had people going door to door, trying to find that low propensity voters, getting them out, having people submit their ballots early. And if we did that statewide, which the Democrats do, you might have a chance. But it takes a while. I mean, I don't know how many Republicans have argued with who all want to do same day voting, paper ballot, same day voting. You kind of agree. Why don't you go to the NBA and not play the 3 points? I mean, you got to win at some time. You can't just always figure out ways to lose. So I don't know, as a gubernatorial candidate, you won't have enough money.
He might, he might.
No, we won't. To put that in effect, I don't know if Jeff Bezos or somebody would give us
Elon Musk.
$100 million. But it is, they will go out and harvest, and also go out and figure out how to get voters and stuff. And the Republican Party just hopes everybody will just be convinced by their ideas. But it's really fighting not only one hand behind your back, it's fighting two hands behind your back, and they're taking a baseball bat to your head. Do you think the Republicans will ever figure it out?
I hope so. We're actually going to be doing we're going to be doing some things. I don't want to, unfold the whole
Right.
thing now, but I've got a team of people. I've got actually a handful of teams around the United States that have coalesced around me, and these are some amazing people that they really do want to flip Colorado. They're tired of the narrative. They're tired of the push of all of the grooming. That's one of the biggest things, is just the grooming and the illegal immigrant crime issues. And so, money wise, I don't know. I'm waiting for that billionaire to come along and say, "You're the guy." We're obviously going to be pushing a lot of ways in fundraising. We're going to have to raise a lot of money. That's one of the things Republicans just have not done well. Hopefully, I can change that. I can turn the tide on that, and then we're gonna have
And
to.
don't spend it on consultants.
Right.
Put it on something that actually can help you win.
Yeah.
We've got a guy that's going to be part of our ground game. He's going to lead our ground games from different state, and he's one of the best in the business. And so we're gonna get out there. And here's what I do know: we're going to run an amazing campaign, and the messaging is finally going to be legitimate truth, and we're going to let truth cut the way. We're not going to be, this normal. We say one thing in one place and completely change the conversation in another place. If there's one thing I've proven in the last, well, quite a few years as being a pastor, but also in the last 2 years as a legislator, is I'm consistent, I'm truthful, and I don't deviate, and I don't give an inch. And so we'll see what happens.
All right, well, where
Well,
can people?
wait.
We're out of time.
I know we're not out of time. Oh, that's great. I hate to tell you, because I hate to
Don't
tell
listen.
your
No, I
message.
want you to tell me, please.
Your message matters zero, absolute zero.
Just
They are
push me out. Look at
no,
what's my
no,
time
no.
bar.
Don't be quiet, Julie. It matters zero. In fact, we had what is her name, who ran for state chair,
Oh, Susan Beckman, who said
Susan
that God.
Beckman. Yeah, it's the Democrats elect dogs. They can literally You've got to be able to really have a ground. And a ground game is going door to door, knocking on doors, picking up ballots, getting low propensity voters. All the rest of the stuff, it just doesn't matter. TV ads matter, mailers matter, but other than that, it's that true ground game. So
Well, so
I hope your expert from wherever he's from knows how to do
the
that.
Republicans have learned, I think, for the last one. And Scott, because we are out of time. Let me, where can people go to help? Because as you said, you're going to need
All the help you can get.
everything from prayers to doors to cash. Where can people go to help?
Well, right now they can go to my website as representative. Our governor website's dropping this next week. We got all the paperwork. We got all the stuff. When it happens, it's going to be scottbottomsforgovernor.com. That's what the website will be. But we're still making sure
About
all
a
that
week
run
away.
by all the state rules and all the things you have to do with
But
that.
just let us know when you do that, and we'll be sure to make an announcement. Everybody loves you, by the way, so on our Zoom thing. So
Well,
listen,
thanks
you're fine.
so much for coming on, and we're thrilled to have a grassroots candidate who's enthused and has capable and is going to be a great candidate for us.
Guys, you're always awesome. Love
All
it.
right, thank you too. Thank you,
Take
Scott. Good
care.
luck out there at the Capitol. All right, thank you, Scott Bottoms. And remember that. So we'll keep you guys posted when he puts the website up. Yeah, and this one's Charlene. That's right. We've got new billionaires on Trump's team and more billionaires coming in. Love this candidate, Scott Bottoms. Yeah, he's great. He's great. So that's going to wrap it up for us on this Party Friday.
Where's your fun video?
I didn't have one today. So yeah, we'll work on it for next Friday. There weren't that many. Well, here's the thing. Trump is just like, it's so busy trying to keep up with what Trump's doing. So Twitter's not their funny video.
We're just wondering. I know we're getting all these comments. Where's the funny video?
All right. Hey,
Take
that will do it for us. Hope Schoppel will be
care.
in
Yeah,
next week.
next Wednesday, go over her great memo.
That's right. Meanwhile, everyone have a great weekend.
Take care.